there has been consistent attempts at attacking some communities in the northeast, especially Konduga up to Maiduguri area. But the armed forces of Nigeria have successfully repelled those attacks and to a large extent even conquered some of the facilities that the insurgents have used or have been using to attack citizens and those communities. Indeed, a number of insurgents have met their Waterloo in the Battle of Konduga. And I am optimistic that with the poise and reinforcement, retooling and skills of the armed forces now in the fight against insurgency, we will begin to witness many more of such achievements in terms of repelling the insurgents and also making sure that we stamp this aspect of inclination to killing and maiming and destruction of innocent citizens' lives and property.
What contributed to the successes that you have just enumerated by the Nigerian military?
Bravery and bravado. More equipment required. Being deployed to the area. And the poise by the government to ensure that the armed forces' morale is strengthened, you know, and the commitment by Nigerians and everyone to see that this is put behind us, and forces of Nigeria are now prepared even to do greater service to their motherland.
There were reports that foreign military expert that came to help Nigeria with this insurgency appeared to have lost confidence in the military and have left. These were local reports that I'm hearing about.
Okay, as at yesterday, I had a discussion with senior sources, and what I have is that the various interventions and support from international partners is also substantially helping the fight, and that the RIFU, that is the Regional Intelligence Fusion Unit, headquartered in Abuja, which is pulling intelligence and experience as well as capacity from the regional communities around here, is doing great work and therefore assisting the armed forces of all countries within the sub-region, especially Nigeria's neighbors, in the fight. So I have no reason to doubt that the intervention or support sought and given to Nigeria in the fight of insurgency was in vain. All of it together is helping to achieve results. If they were frustrated, I am not sure that they were frustrated by Nigeria, and they were not also frustrated by the insurgents. I don't believe the story at all.
Based on the successes of the Nigerian military in this fight against the insurgents, is this part of the reason why some of the military personnel who allegedly abandoned their post when they were ordered to strategically fight this fight to be prosecuted or court-martialed in this case? Is it part of the policy to ensure discipline and high morale in the military?
Before I even answer this, in relation to the last question you asked about frustrations, only yesterday, President Obama sent a message to the president, government, and people of Nigeria of their renewed determination to support the fight against insurgency in Nigeria. And I think that is a signal to those who think that foreign support has waned and people have left in frustration. This is not true. On the issue of the trials and court-martials, every institution has its course of practice, and every participant or member of staff or personnel in the armed forces knows what the implications of actions taken for against the body can result into. And these are some of the things that are made clear right from the training school into training school. So I don't know why civilians are trying to interfere with normal military processes. But even at that, because this is democracy, the armed forces itself has an internal mechanism of dispensing with its cases. And I am sure that no armed forces will just bring its officers to judgment for no reason that is convinced of. So let us allow the armed forces of Nigeria do what they have to do. And if the processes exonerate the soldiers, they will be freed. We are not barbaric. We are a civilized nation with highly professional armed forces and officers managing and directing its affairs. I just want the world to give us a chance and see what we can do. We are making tremendous progress, and people don't even want to recognize the progress that this beautiful country is making at this point, critical point of world's history. But out of this, we will come out stronger, and the world will follow us, certainly.